Well, all of this comes as the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, says Britain could pull out of the European Court of Human Rights if it obstructs the government's Rwanda plan. Well, joining me now to discuss this is on the ECHR is the barrister and the writer and the friend of the show, Stephen Barrett. Stephen, welcome to the show. Always an absolute pleasure. Do you think Rishi Sunak has any appetite whatsoever to leave the ECHR? I put this out to GB News viewers earlier. We've had about 1,000 comments. Nobody seems to believe that he'll actually have the guts to do it. Do you?
Well, I don't think it's for me to say and to make windows into the Prime Minister's soul and to guess what he will or won't do. But I think it's very important to remember the old Rwanda plan failed in the domestic courts and in the ECHR. And in many ways, the ECHR was a bit silly by jumping the gun and issuing that injunction, which meant we all paid attention to it suddenly. If they hadn't done that, then the old Rwanda plan would have failed in the domestic courts and nobody would be talking about the ECHR. So this now my view is, and I've gone public on this already, I've written it, I've spoken token here and elsewhere on this. My view is that the new Rwanda plan will also fail in the domestic courts and in the ECHR. And if the ECHR has any sense, they will therefore let it fail in the domestic courts first so that nobody talks about the ECHR. It does seem a bit funny to sort of pin the ECHR and our membership of it to this policy in particular. I mean, why this policy? You know, the membership of the ECHR is a fundamental question. We send it millions of pounds. It has, I think, 47, although two of them are suspended, judges from a very diverse range of countries. Now, that's not, I don't ever wish to be rude to another nation. So I'll pick out this one purely because I've been on their national radio. So I'm vaguely fond of them. But, you know, the Slovak Republic has a totally different legal tradition to this country. What benefit does a Slovak Republic judge, a Slovak Republic lawyer, add to my legal system? You know, putting the ECHR in just puts a load of non-experts at the top of your legal system. And I don't know anything about the Slovak legal system. You wouldn't appoint me to be judge over that. And so this is a political court which carries out political actions. It's already done something which I think is a fundamental assault on our constitution, Martin, which in a Romanian case, it's ruled that a judge can say things which are political. Now, I do not believe the UK constitution allows judges, sitting judges, to say things which are political. And what the Romanian judge said was quite outrageous. Now, why on earth would our constitution be changed by an office building in Strasbourg with lots of judges from totally different legal traditions? These are fundamental questions for your viewers to answer. And they are for your viewers, not for me to tell your viewers whether they want to be in or out of the ECHR. I am appearing as a lawyer. You know, I will explain the ECHR to them, but your viewers to make that decision.
Stephen, I want to put this question to you as well. Is the ECHR just something of a bogeyman under the bed? Because we've seen in Italy, for example, Giorgia Meloni, they're a member of the ECHR. In fact, they're still a member of the European Union. And they simply turn boats away from landing out on their shores. They also did a deal with Albania and just stepped around all this. So my next question is, Stephen, is being a member even an issue? Is actually the question. We don't have politicians with the guts to just go around it and put sovereignty first.
Well, see, I think this goes back to those idea of differing legal traditions, because it's perfectly true to say that France has just ignored the ECHR completely and is deporting people. The EU promised to join it in a legally binding treaty, so is in breach of international law by not having joined it, but hasn't joined it because it won't let the EU do. If the EU joins it, it won't be able to do what it's doing. And it's doing some quite brutal things that I don't think any current British politician would suggest anything as brutal as what the EU is planning to do in order to challenge migration. We have to consider it from our legal tradition. Our legal tradition is actually that we follow the law. I mean, there have been studies of the other members of the ECHR, and a lot of them do just ignore the rulings. And they can do that, but that's not how our system works. We are a system designed to have non-political courts and therefore binding decisions, lawfully, legally binding decisions, even on our government from our non-political courts. And these other countries don't have that system. They have a system where courts are allowed to be a bit political. I mean, even the EU, the courts are charged with advancing ever closer union. Well, that's a political policy. That's a political court. You know, so we just have to understand, is this the best setup for us as a nation and us as a legal system? Is it making anything better? And we do have to consider that maybe we have the best judges in the world, And maybe they don't need outside assistance and help. I mean, the old Rwanda bill, it was lawfully right. What the Supreme Court did was I think, right to stop the old bill. When this one fails, as I believe it will be lawfully right that it fails, because what the failure is that the MPs, the government, has failed to draft a law that works. Mm. So that's our tradition, that if they draft a law and it doesn't work, well, our courts will say so. And if they draft a law and it does work and the courts don't like it, our courts will ignore that and say it works. We don't have a view on whether we like things or not. Say our courts. Mm. We only have a view on whether they work. And that is our legal tradition. And we have to think about what is best for our legal tradition and for us.
Stephen, can I quickly ask you, if it were ever tabled that we were to leave the ECHR, which seems very unlikely, particularly because we seem to be in the final furlong of this government, the Labour Party would certainly, I believe, have no appetite to do the same. You would surely see the entire legal system launch into a huge frenzy to prevent it anyway.
Well, I wouldn't, and I would expect those who are not able to be political to not be political, and I might find an awful lot of time going on to mention that it is not for lawyers. Of course, we have legal opinions, of course we do, but those are not expert opinions, those are personal opinions. And if I appear on this show as a lawyer, I will share expert opinion, and I will keep all my personal opinions entirely to myself. Leaving the ECHR is perfectly possible in law. There's a mild bit of trickiness with the Good Friday Agreement, but that is so badly drafted as an agreement that I don't think it would be difficult to navigate at all, as in I don't consider that really very challenging as law. And there is a mildly tricky bit with the current the agreement with the EU. But again, that I think you can get out of that. I think there are ways of getting out of that so that this country can just leave. We don't have to belong to these institutions and these international institutions. We are an independent sovereign state. And that's just true as law. And there's no, so, but if a lawyer gives an opinion telling you to leave the ECHR or telling you to stay in the ECHR, they have stopped being a lawyer and they've become a politician. The other untruth that I would fight if it started being said is that leaving the ECHR will not change human rights in this country. Okay, these are fundamental rights often, and we've started seeing it. So the Lady Chief Justice, brilliantly, in a recent criminal case, said, oh, well, we can't do this because of this human right. And then she put after that, and of course, the corresponding common law right that still also exists. So we didn't really gain anything new with this. It's all it's done is import this court, which is a totally different legal tradition to ours and which is political. And membership of it or not is the choice of your viewers and our voters, not of me as an expert or anyone else as an expert.
OK, Stephen Barrett, barrister and writer and concise to the point, apolitical, fantastic as ever. Thank you very much for...